this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday, the 22nd of December. Let's check out what happened on this day. But first, to the birthdays.
Well, the births at least, because these guys, unfortunately, no longer with us. 60% of the Bee Gees, Robin Gibb and Maurice Gibb, were born on this day.
And the lights all went out in Massachusetts.
As was Donnie Sutherland, who's still alive. He's 75. Of course, he hosted the 70s music program Sounds Unlimited, which then changed to Sounds.
John Sam Newman, the Aussie Rules footballer and controversial host, is 75 today.
This is the only bit that they could put to air.
Rick Nielsen, the guitarist with US band Cheap Trick today, 72.
Aussie golfer Jan Stevenson is 69.
The Australian actor who now hosts Channel 7's Surf Patrol, Simon Westaway, 62.
Ray Fiennes, the English actor, is 58. Your name's Ralph Rafe.
Yeah, Ralph. Rafe. Jennifer Hawkins, the Australian model, today 37.
And a couple of singers having big birthdays. Jordan Sparks turning 31 and Meghan Trainor, the Massachusetts-born singer, is 27.
The first catamaran was launched on this day. Have a guess when?
1662.
It's right in front of you, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, way back in 1662.
In 1882, the first string of Christmas tree lights was strung together along a single power cord by an American called Edward H. Johnson. Do you know Christmas lights are my favourite colour?
Is that a line from Elf by any chance?
Nope, that's just all me.
Henry Lawson's first short story, His Father's Mate, was published in The Bulletin on this day in 1888.
In 1911, Commonwealth Bank was established in Melbourne by the federal government.
Still in Melbourne, well, at least Victoria, seatbelts were made compulsory on this day in 1970.
And then all the other states followed suit in 1972. And it was on this day in 2014 that we lost Joe Cocker. The UK singer died of lung cancer at the age of 70.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 22nd of December.